So you want to build a house. Welcome to the podcast. So you want to build a house, sponsored by Aurora Homes. I'm Scott Daly. I'm here with my co-host, Keith Strom.
Hey.
And today we are in uncharted territory here. We are taking huge podcast risks. We have decided to bring a guest onto the podcast. How do you feel about that, Keith?
Oh, so good. So good. I can't wait to hear a little bit more about some local happenings. This guy is an expert in local happenings.
So 26 episodes, it was just us blabbing away for your listening pleasure. And now all of a sudden we are just out there taking this big risk. And so there was no question in my mind who we would bring as our first ever podcast guest on the So You Want to Build a Pod Host. So You Want to Build a House podcast. I can't even talk today. You know, everyone else here has drinks in front of them, not me. And I'm the one that can't get the English right. We don't know what's in those things, though, do we?
Water in mine, but I can't be too sure.
Right. So today we are joined by Chris David. Got to know Chris a couple of years ago. He is a marketing guru. He is come down to this area and made it his home. And he specializes in doing a lot of different things with local small businesses that involve marketing. Obviously, a lot of that is web-based because most marketing these days is web-based. And we have been working with him at Aurora Homes for the last couple of years and found that he's got a lot of very, very insightful things about small businesses. And through that process, he has been able to build out some sites that have a lot of great ideas and content and things for folks that are either part-time here or thinking about moving down here, which is a good part of the So You Want to Build a House podcast, is people that are thinking about maybe coming down to Delaware, buying a second house at the beach. And so we thought he would be phenomenal. So welcome, Chris.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Chris is going to get his mouth closer to that microphone.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
There he is.
All right.
Welcome, Chris. Get nice and intimate, right? If it doesn't feel, yeah.
So are we doing that blood oath now or?
Oh, God.
Why am I wearing this weird robe? No.
You weren't supposed to talk about that on the pod, Chris.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So it's really exciting. And we're just going to sort of have a conversation. What are we talking about, Keith?
Yeah. I mean, our folks that listen to this are obviously coming to this area. Sometimes they're new to the area. They don't know what's going on around here. And so what we'd like to talk to you about is, tell us a little bit about your business. Tell us a little bit about what fascinates you in terms of plugging people into the different communities that this area has to offer.
Yeah.
This is something that you are very passionate about. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much. So as Scott had mentioned, I've got a marketing business and digital marketing, and I'm a bit of a mad scientist. I think that like the main driver behind this whole thing is that I just like kind of playing around with technology and seeing what works. And when it's your own brand, you kind of do whatever you want and try things without asking for permission. And I'm like, well, it could, you know, be anything, you know, I could just blog about the Delaware beaches. And I kind of just started to do it. And then, you know, it started to take off. There's a few different websites. I kind of make them up for fun. Like a blog with local resources and social media, and Delaware Beaches Online has been kind of just that, like elevating local businesses, of course, but talking about like the secret spots that everyone loves that just, you know, between us are really just the state parks. But like you find these little like golden nuggets,
yeah.
And you're like, well, I want to share this with the world. And it's been really cool. It's been an experience with my family and myself and our, you know, experience living here at the Delaware beaches.
So, all right. So we'll going to put you on the spot here. There's no scripts in front of us.
I have a blank sheet of paper.
You
do.
It is true.
That's helpful. Not in this case, but in some cases, a blank sheet of paper, it'll do you nothing. Just maybe give it everyone here a what is a little secret spot? just you know, something you've talked about on your website that maybe, you know, for folks that have only been here for a couple of times, or they're getting ready to retire and they're thinking about maybe where they might want to be, what is something that is a little bit of local insight that they can come down here and they can use right on their next trip to the beach?
I mean, like, the first thing that comes to the top of the head is like Gordon's Pond, or like literally any of the trails. Like,
okay, stop at Gordon's Pond. So explain a little bit about Gordon's Pond for people that have never been down here before. What is Gordon's Pond?
So Gordon's Pond is, I would say, connected. It goes through Cape Henlopen, right? State Park.
State Park, right.
Yeah. So there's a whole lot to do at Cape Henlopen, Gordon's Pond being kind of one of them. So, like, you get on your bike and you drive through, you know, the different paths, and through coastal Delaware, you'll be able to experience, you know, the bay, be able to look out and see a ton of great wildlife, birds, sunsets and sunrises. Go play some disc golf. There's some great, you know, in Cape Henlopen. But, and then, you know, ride your bike down, head on to downtown Lewis and get yourself some delicious food and beverage.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like, there's secret spots abound, you know, that's, but like, it's always been kind of funny. Like, in the comments section, inevitably people are like, why are you giving the secret spots away? Well, they're not exactly secret if you're telling everyone about it. Like, guys,
right.
It's a joke.
It's interesting. Like, so I remember when I first did Gordon's Pond, my wife and I met a few years ago. We went on a bike ride like that, and it's truly one of those things where if you haven't done it before, you don't really know what to expect. But when you go out there, you see deer, you see lots of birds, you see, you know, it's just beach, and it's beautiful, right? And if you go for the sunrise, it's even, I mean, that's crazy nice.
There's little boardwalks back there.
Right. It's so cool. If you've never really been here before, Cape Henlopen State Park starts a little right around the point where the top of the point of Delaware, where the Delaware Bay, the Atlantic Ocean meet, and works its way south. Gordon's Pond is south of Cape State Park and north of Rehoboth Beach. And people talk about bike riding around here, and then everybody's listening to the podcast and they're going, oh, I don't know if I can ride a bike. Well, let me tell you something. You're not in Pennsylvania anymore, people. It's flat.
Yeah.
When we're talking about bike riding, you know, we're not talking about those shorts that you don't really want to wear, that shirt you don't really want to wear, that bike that costs more than the first car you bought. We're talking beach cruiser.
You don't need gears.
You're riding a bike,
just
and
time.
It's gorgeous through this area. And they're 100%, both of these guys are nailing it. But I just wanted to give you a perspective, because some people, they get a little nervous, like, oh, I haven't ridden a bike since I was a kid. Well, this is like beach, you know, they're the beach cruiser. Well, you're at the beach, it's flat, and, you know, if you try that on a Saturday morning, it is faster to ride your bike from Lewis to Rehoboth than it is to drive your car. You can ride in there, you're coming out of Rehoboth, you can ride up towards Lewis. If you do it right, you know, you can do it on a Saturday when Biden's here and, you know, get tackled by a guy from the Secret Service. I'm just kidding. That doesn't happen often. I don't know. I've never been tackled by
Story
the Secret
time?
Service.
Are you trying to tell us something?
Just for the record, they never caught me. You'd be amazed how fast those one gear bikes can really go. When the dude has a gun.
I'm actually selling my 12-speed or whatever it is, because I've got a beach cruiser that I got for free years ago. That's my favorite. And, anyway.
Now, is it your favorite because it's a beach cruiser, or is it your favorite because it was free?
I just love free stuff.
Okay.
If you watch any of my videos,
I love
giving away free stuff. People actually reach out now, and they offer free stuff if you, like, you give them a post or whatever. And I'm I'll just give that away.
Hi, this is Scott Daly at Aurora Homes. Do you know the one greatest regret that people that build a new home have when they move in? Believe it or not, it's that they didn't get all of the features that they wanted. And so one of the big problems that you have with some of the large production builders is the speed at which they're going to move you through the process of making selections on a new home. At Aurora Homes, we're going to draw your plans from scratch. We're going to get to know you in the process, and we're going to walk you through so that you get the home that best suits your life. At Aurora Homes, our semi-custom production system will allow you to get the better home. We're here. We're available. We'd love to talk to you about your new project. You can reach out to us at yourfuturewillthankyou.com or give us a call at 302-381-8881. Now back to the podcast. So Chris, let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
When you're growing up as a kid, you said, when I grow up, I want to run my own internet marketing company in Rehoboth Beach, right? I mean, this is just the execution of your goals in life, that, and it's been one linear process, right? So since that's obviously the case, why don't you just break down a little of how you ended up here, how you ended up doing what you're doing, things like that.
Well, believe it or not, when I did graduate high school, I went to school and I said I wanted to go for graphic design and advertising. And I did it. And I stuck with it. But, when I was a kid, I always wanted to live at the beach. I think we're just naturally drawn to the beach. My beach was, it wasn't exactly the beach, but I went to Florida, I remember, 1 year on vacation, and I was 7 years old, and that was the first time I found out that you could go to the beach in the winter, and I was hooked. And I was like, I'm going to move to Florida. And I got about as far as Delaware, so...
now, is that south from where you started?
Less cockroaches.
South, what do you mean?
Like, so if you were going to Florida and you got stopped in Delaware, but you grew up in North Carolina, that says something, because, it's hard to...
Okay. Well, I mean, there was the Great Recession of, 2009 is when I ended up graduating from college. And I was like, well, there's no job. So I moved to Ocean City, Maryland. And eventually, I just kind of grew some roots down there before I met my lovely wife and discovered Delaware. And there is like a stark difference between Delaware beaches and the Ocean City beaches. The whole community and culture,
mm-hmm.
way different than I ever actually realized.
As well be on a different planet.
Oh, absolutely.
Give us some more about that, because there's probably some people that have not been to Ocean City or... vice versa. They're looking at Rehoboth and Lewis, and they've never been here, but they've been there.
Yeah, I mean, geez, Ocean City is just a behemoth, and there's some crazy urban sprawl of the 80s where they built those high-rises in North Ocean City, and they built it out, and the Delaware Beach is kind of like, I want to say, the best-kept secret that's finally out, if you know what I mean. And I want to say it's more family-friendly year-round. There's a much... It's astonishing how much emphasis there is on culture and community. And like when you go out, like when you live here, you just end up running into everybody that you know. And in Ocean City, Maryland, it's really not like that. You don't know your waiters, waitresses, and bartenders and hospitality staff.
Right.
But here, I mean, you pretty much know everyone, it feels like, you know?
Yeah, very different vibe. And I think... there's a lot of reasons why this area has continued to grow. And I mean, it's not that Ocean City hasn't grown, but Ocean City is, I think the biggest thing that you really touched on is the seasonality of it.
Yeah, big time.
And that, that's really it's a summer beach town. It's still one of those old school summer beach towns. And maybe Rehoboth and Bethany were those towns, but they're not. It's funny. I was at the Starboard, bar and restaurant in Dewey Beach, and I went there. We took my brother there, who doesn't live around here, on Sunday, and ran into. It took us an hour to get out of the place because you run into everybody you know, and we joked. I guess they used to close in the wintertime, and now they really don't. Until I don't know when that changed. I'm not a big Dewey person, but this place gets less and less seasonal. As the years go by and as the population grows. And it's interesting because I think there's a lot of folks like you that are coming down here and they're saying, well, how can I find my way? And can I have a business? Can I start a small business? Can I, are there entrepreneurial opportunities? Am I going to have a career down here? And even if people are thinking about retiring, it's like, well, I want to do something that'll keep me busy. And maybe I can take something that is a passion of mine and I can turn it into something like a job. And there's just a lot of opportunities for something like that. And you're sort of living proof of that, right?
Yeah, and I think like a lot of opportunities for young families as well. It's just not all retirees. There is a lot of young professionals, and there's just people from all walks of life. And you know, that is just a stark contrast between other coastal towns as well. We love it here. I moved here over 10 years ago, and part of me kind of has some imposter syndrome because it's like all the locals around here have like the true locals have the streets named after them, right? And they're like, my last name is Henlopen, or I don't know, whatever. But it's like, all right, cool.
There are some big families around here that have been here for a long time.
There's a lot of local.
You don't
pride.
Have a street named after you?
Yeah, not at all.
All right. Well, maybe we can work
I'm
on that.
I'm not cool. Oh, yeah.
You know, the next subdivision. Keith's wife has a street named after her.
Be an honorary local. Yeah, what street?
She has a season named after her, too. Her name's Autumn.
Okay. So that's where it came from.
Right? We called that fall until the early 90s, and now we call it autumn.
Yeah, it changed suddenly. 1992. Right? Yep. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little about what it is you do. So you gave the little nugget of Gordon's Pond, and if somebody really wanted to get a lot of information about this area that's not from these giant websites like TripAdvisor or Yelp or even Google search, which is algorithms, but we're talking about content that was created by people who live here who have given some thought to what would I want to know if I was coming here. Why don't you spend a little on your website or your websites?
Yeah.
And how people can use those as resources.
Yeah, so we've got, four websites. One's really the main one, but you've got Delaware Beaches Online, which is like the blog that has all those resources that like anytime something pops in my head, like, ooh, that would be fun to write about, or that would be like an interesting activity for a young family or whatever. We'll blog about it and then we'll publish it. Then we've got DelawareBeaches.biz, which is the business directory, which it's kind of funny. A year ago, we launched that version of the site. That was Delaware Beaches Online. But then I realized that nobody cares about the business directory as much as they really care about like off-season restaurant specials. And, you know, we're actually going out there, and I say we, I mean like my interns and myself and my wife, and we are just like Googling and searching all the restaurants, all of our favorite restaurants in the area. And we either reach out to the owner, we say, hey, what specials do you got going on? Or we find it on their website. And then we compile this list, and there's no algorithm or feed or whatever that we can tap into to automate this. And I think that's what makes us truly different is that local vibe and that authenticity.
So what you're telling me is if I go to your website, which is
DelawareBeaches.online. Yeah.
DelawareBeaches.online.
I just thought that was cool.
I can get a compiled list of off-season restaurant specials.
You can honestly just Google off-season restaurant specials at the Delaware Beaches or whatever, and we'll pop right up. So,
wow.
Can, I mean, try to keep it easy.
And so what I don't know, if I'm listening to this podcast, but what everyone knows is that, A, Delaware Beaches have some incredible restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And B, most of them offer deals in the off season. And so if you're smart, you can literally from at least Monday through Thursday night, you can eat well on a budget. And you can get all of that information from Chris and his wife. But you don't call them, and we'll you know, maybe add a cell phone at the end of the podcast in post production. But in that case, you can just go on his website and you can get all that information. That's fascinating. That's so practical and useful.
I wanted to, go in and kind of tagging along that. There's one thing that I wanted to ask you. Actually, two things. It's two questions, okay? You're obviously super plugged into the restaurant scene. You're going out there. You're trying all these restaurants, and you're blogging about them, telling everybody the good news. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite pizza in this area?
I knew you were going to ask that. And it's Crust and Craft, and there is a lot of great pizza around here. And, some of the more, I would say, better well-known pizza joints, not my particular favorite. And I'm not going to name names here, but just to play off the specials as well on Tuesday.
Yeah, what do they have Tuesday at Krusty Krab?
They've got buy one, get one free pizzas. So I think they started that during the pandemic. And you can...
craft pizza. So break... Give me your definition of crust and craft. So we mentioned the name.
Sure.
You know, I'm just trying to think. I don't live here. What is crust and craft?
I mean, I would say they're a wood-fired pizza oven, pizza, whatever you want to call it. But with all the accoutrements and like with all the good salamis and whatnot for like the good fella, for instance, which is all kinds of spicy and Italian meats and cheesy goodness. You eat it with a knife and fork kind of.
Yeah, they like load the toppings up. They get them on there.
They're not huge pizzas either. And, you know, they can be on the pricier side for pizza, so which is why the Tuesday deal is so awesome.
I like Crust and Craft because the pizzas are relatively small, right? So they're personal size.
You don't feel bad for eating
a
whole one.
Yeah, you don't feel bad. And like, and if I'm there with friends, it's just so easy to be like, hey, I'll give you a couple slices of mine and take a couple slices. Yeah, I mean, it's a piece of cake. Everybody, and they're not like wicked expensive to the point. Like if you get an entire pizza, it's kind of like, you know, you got one flavor, right? Well, Crust and Craft, what's nice is they're small enough. Everybody kind of orders their own thing and trade it out.
Would you say that's artisanal pizza?
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
I always mispronounce it.
Yeah, you're the English.
Artisanal.
What is it? Yeah, define
that.
Artisanal? No, it's artisanal pizza.
Yeah, what's the definition of that word?
Well, it's a spinoff of like artisan. It's like artistic. It's craft.
Yeah. Right. Makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Right.
It's in the name.
Right. It's in the name, right?
Look at the...
Just read it. Oh, wait.
Oh, we're solving the world's problems right now.
You're a millennial. You don't read.
Here's another problem.
It's pronounced pizza.
I don't know your favorite local beer. And that is my second question.
You can have one without the other, but it's still, regardless, it's a good pairing.
Yeah, for sure. And I will say that we've got a lot of popular breweries. Dogfish, you know, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually don't drink anymore. I gave up alcohol. But when I did, I would say, and shout out to Gary's in Dewey Beach. They are kind of like a dive. They call themselves the last true beach bar. Like, it's...
That's
like
incredible.
Going back in time to the 90s. And I mean, you've got Gary himself, the icon, in the back rolling sushi. And you got Holly, the two owners there. And they're just working there all the time with a smile on their face, bringing the good vibes. And they brew their own beer. Like those two literally brew their own beer in small batches. And you can get it across the street from the Starboard.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they don't own any other restaurants. That's just, they own the one, Gary's.
I didn't even know they had their own beer.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning things.
Yeah, too. I need to get out there too. So do they have multiple flavors, or they just do one? And
is it like Gary's beer?
Yeah, I think they'll have like one that's always on tap, and then they'll do like a seasonal.
They have two goes. Can you get like six packs? And
I think you still can, right? Don't they? They've got
probably. I think they just have to. What is it? Just like a license or something?
Growler or whatever.
The growler.
No, the crowler, like the can.
Yeah,
machine?
The canned growler, the big guy.
Growler.
Oh, that's where. Okay, that makes sense.
I gotcha. So you can start, you know, south on one, stop at Gary's, get some brews, head north on one to Crust and Craft, get your pizza, and I mean that's
and you got to burn it all off on your cruiser going to Gordon's
Pond.
That's
right.
The
next
day.
If you do it on a Tuesday, you can get twice as much pizza. For the same dollars.
I will also say Gary's has like the largest selection of like craft beers. I know that craft beer craze is kind of like not as hot as it once was. But if you like trying all kinds of weird, wild beers, they have like the biggest selection in South Delaware.
And we need to put a disclaimer because this is a podcast that if you listen to this podcast and these specials don't exist anymore, we don't want to hear about it. Go back to Chris's website. And find
the new ones.
Find the new ones, right? This is being recorded now, and it's good now. And if you're listening to it any time besides now, you know, the information's worth what you paid for it.
I want my money back.
That means you're late.
That means you're late. So that's great. So, hey, listen, real quick, one more time. Give us that website one more time.
Yeah, so it's DelawareBeaches.online. There's no .com, but we also have .events. So DelawareBeaches.events. That's all the local events.
Let's not confuse. Give them one thing that they can find.
Just
right.
Just Google Delaware Beaches online and check us out on Instagram. Because if you go to the link in the bio, I've made a.
There you go.
Yeah, I tried to do a good job with all the links there. So
cool.
Make it easy.
You know, Chris, it's great to hear your story, your entrepreneurial story, the story of a person who wasn't retired, who moved here and loves it anyway. And so we love that. We love that you are a local business, that you're repping other local businesses. We're going to try Gary's beer because Keith and I have not made that mature and wise decision to give up beer just yet. We just are going to.
We're just still degenerates.
Well, I really appreciate
you. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pronounced degenerate.
Wow. So there it is, folks. If you got this far into the podcast, we appreciate you. And again, uncharted territory. This is the So You Want to Build a House podcast sponsored by Aurora Homes. We're happy to have our guest, Chris David. This for Scott and Keith. We thank you for listening and tune in our next episode. Thanks.